I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. In a new analysis, the Cook County Treasurer's Office suggests a plan to keep the Chicago Bears in Illinois would cost taxpayers as much as $1.5 billion over the next four decades. Mawa Iqbal reports.
Illinois lawmakers are running up against a May 31st deadline to pass the plan, which allows the NFL team to negotiate property tax assessment freezes with Arlington Heights and other taxing bodies for a new dome stadium. The bill has hit a snag among some lawmakers who want more property tax relief or for the team to stay in the city. The report from Cook County Treasurer Maria Pappas does not make policy recommendations, but her office says tax certainty for the new stadium would severely limit the, quote, expansion of the property tax base that provides relief to other taxpayers who get no tax certainty. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Kids are counting down the days until summer break. Some are already there, but parents might feel a sense of dread. A new study from After School Alliance says families are struggling to afford quality summer programs. After School Alliance Executive Director Jody Grant says when parents are working over the summer, they want peace of mind knowing their child is safe and not feeling isolated with activities like all-day screen time.
When you're around some caring, trained adults, that's where you have this sense of community and belonging. And I would say in some of these programs, kids even refer to it as a second home.
The study's authors say for every $100 earned during the summer, low-income families spend $10 on these programs, while high-income families spend less than $3. A coalition in Illinois is pushing for $70 million in state funding, including $50 million for community learning centers and $20 million for grants. The American Red Cross is marking National Water Safety Month with a reminder that drowning is preventable, but often silent and fast-moving, especially as families head into the summer season. The American Red Cross says drowning remains one of the leading causes of death for children and people under 30. Safety experts stress that incidents often happen without splashing or warning signs and can occur in less than a minute, even in shallow water. The organization is urging families to stay actively engaged around water, including using a designated water watcher, ensuring constant supervision, and making sure inexperienced swimmers wear properly fitted life jackets.